This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Wednesday, it's hump day, baby. The weekend is more than halfway over already because it's the end of hump day, and it's going to be a blast tonight. You know why tonight's going to be a blast? It's a little different. One, here in just like a minute, we're going to travel into the future. That'll be really, really cool. I mean, we're not actually going to travel into the future, but mentally, well, you're just going to have to hang on and see what I'm saying. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about all the feminists who are angry with me today about my appearance on Tucker Carlson last night. You know, I may play that first. Well, I'll play that for you in a second. Inflation, they want you to stop eating breakfast, the lies, the rot, the emails. But I'm doing something else tonight. Speaking of emails, I just thought of this like as the intro music for the show was playing. You see, in front of me, remember, you can email me, love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. Yes, feminists, I got all your emails wishing death upon me. And yes, we laughed and laughed and laughed at you and your short hair and everything else. But I have this big stack of emails. You hear that? That's a stack of emails. And the most recent ones obviously go on the top. And so I tend to grab from the top randomly. Tonight, I'm going to do something insane, wild. Something only a world-famous author, JesseKellyBook.com, could come up with. I'm taking this stack, and I'm flipping it over. I'm going to get some of that action. And we're gonna grab from the bottom of the stack. How old are these emails? What are they addressing? I don't know. It could be old Ask Dr. Jesse stuff. I don't know. The first one, let's see what this first one says. I hate to say this, but it is for the best that you didn't win your bid for Congress. I can imagine you having an open dialogue. Okay, that one didn't really have anything to do with anything right now or anything like that, but that's okay. We're just going to, you know what? We're going to keep moving on. All right, we're going to keep moving on. So you see how this is going to go, but set all that aside because we're getting ready to travel into the future. Before we travel into the future, it probably is appropriate for me to play for you what has the feminists up in arms today. There are articles written about it already. Publications like the Huffington Post are just tearing their hair out about me and Tucker Carlson. Here is what happened last night. Just a little setup, because I'm not going to play you the gross thing. It's got a bunch of vulgar stuff in it, but Chelsea Handler, some stupid comedian chick who tries to be funny, put out some video about how wonderful it is that she's childless and doesn't have to take care of children. And so I decided to do a little tongue-in-cheek interview with Tucker about it, and I thought it went well.
Jesse, does narcissism, does living for yourself, when it's always about you, is that the road to joy and fulfillment? I wonder.
You know, I wonder why you called me a wise man, Tucker, because I'm actually very stupid. You see, when I was a kid, I thought I was wise. I thought I was very intelligent. I did. And you know why I thought that, Tucker? Because I had a mom who loved me, and she was always, Jesse, you're the smartest, and Jesse, you're the best. And then one day, I'm 18 years old, and I got a 0.0 grade point average in college. I'm not making that up. And I realized, you're not actually smart. Everything you've been told is a lie, Jesse. You're actually quite stupid, and you're going to have to deal with that. That's what you see women like Chelsea Handler, feminists like Chelsea Handler, going with now. They've been lied to by their society forever, yeah, that you could be a girl boss and you can do anything a man can do, which everyone who's ever seen a woman back up a vehicle knows that's not true. But either way, they've been told that they should do career and don't do a family or anything like that. And soon you're Chelsea Handler. Soon it's Valentine's Day and your womb resembles a dried up tumbleweed blowing down an old Western town. And your Valentine's Day date for the 10th year in a row is a 10-year-old copy of Magic Mike and a half full bottle of Xanax, and you're trying to pretend like you're happy, but you're not happy. And it's actually not her fault. She's been lied to by a country that has lost its way.
So that's how that went on, Tucker. I thought it was fun. I had a really good time. The feminists, you know, they didn't enjoy that as much. So that's that. Now, it is time, almost time, to travel into the future. Before we get to that, I want to get to this. Just a little side stupid example here of what we're about to talk about. I want you to imagine something. Somebody wrote in. It'll take me a little while to find the email. I think his name was Phil or something like that. I don't know. But somebody wrote in and he had a serious problem with me about the way I prefer hot dogs. You see, I don't grill my hot dogs. I don't microwave my hot dogs. I don't slow roast them on the little turny thingy like they do in the gas station. Like a civilized person, I boil my hot dogs. Drop a few wieners in the boiling water, boil them 3-4 minutes, plumpest, juiciest wieners you can possibly find out there. That's how I eat hot dogs. Well, he was mad about this. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere with this. Hang with me. So I want you to imagine me and Phil, and he's super mad about how I eat the hot dogs. I get to do something. You see, instead of having this debate, what we're going to do is we're going to take the bias out of it. We're going to take Phil's opinion out of it. We're going to take my opinion out of it. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to let a robot decide how everybody eats hot dogs from this point in the future. Phil won't decide and I won't decide. We're going to go to the computers and the robots and then we're going to let them decide. Then there won't be any bias, right? Only they don't go to Phil to program the robot. They come to me and they say, Jesse, we want this unbiased robot. Hey, can you build us a robot program that'll tell us which way to eat our hot dogs? Now, let me ask you something. I'm in charge of building the robot, designing the robot. What kind of hot dogs do you think the robot is going to tell people to eat? Headline, Bill Gates says AI can help combat, quote, digital misinformation and political polarization. And maybe that sounds appealing to you. Maybe you think we are too polarized. I agree with Bill. Okay. Well, let's go to Bill for his definitions, really. What kind of polarization is Bill worried about? Quote, I'm certainly concerned about political polarization. And I know the U.S. situation best of all. I wouldn't have expected people to attack the Capitol on January 6th or people to deny the validity of election results. I'm in a state of shock about that. And this is his response to a question about misinformation. Anyway, he goes on to say, we can't blame AI for that. That happened. It may have been magnified by digital channels that allow various conspiracy theories like QAnon or whatever blasted out by people who want to believe those things, so on and so forth. So what am I talking about? I'm actually not talking as much about now as I am about a future that you need to be prepared for and that I need to be prepared for. Remember, we've talked about this when it comes to the communists before, but I realize we have a bunch of new listeners that's bringing this up. The communist is constantly, because he can't have you saying whatever you want or doing whatever you want. That is totally, it ruins everything for him. You must be controlled. So one of the main ways he controls you is he fences you in with language you're allowed to use and not allowed to use. That's why they shave a little bit here and a little bit there on language. Notice how even to the right publications out there, like the New York Post, which is kind of to the right, notice how even they, now call the illegal immigrants in New York City. They call them migrants now. Migrants came in. We got more migrants shipping migrants out. Migrants in. Why? Because the communists hounded them for so long, and now the fences are built. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Not illegal immigrants, man. Migrants. Let's use the right words. We got to, therefore, boxing you in and making sure that you don't ever actually speak the truth and call an illegal immigrant. Well, you must understand about the communists that they operate in that way with everything. Remember, the leaders of your society now, of all the West, but we'll focus on America, the same three characteristics, they all share it. Presidents, Bill Gates, entertainers, singers, actors, professors, all of them, all the leaders of our society, no love of country. Many of them hate it, but there's no love of country. They're not mindful of America. Two, no connection to the real world. They have no idea how you live, stressing about eggs and bills. They don't know what it's like to work construction. Maybe you used to, maybe you do. They don't know. And three, and this is the most important part for our current conversation, they believe they are rulers, that they should rule as kings and queens, not representatives, not leaders. They are your betters. They should rule over you. Well, as part of being a king and a queen, the peasants don't get to say whatever they want. I mean, look, I'm the ruler. I'm basically a god to you, peasant. You don't get to say whatever you want to God, and you definitely don't get to say whatever you want about God. So I need a way, if I'm one of the modern rulers, the 2023 elites, the modern rulers, I need a way to box you and your stupid freedoms in, because you like them and you're being difficult about that. So how am I going to do that? I'll explain in a moment.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I just want to remind you, just a friendly reminder, I don't want anyone getting hurt out there. This is for your own personal safety. You can pre-order the Anti-Communist Manifesto. What, Chris? You can pre-order the Anti-Communist Manifesto right now at jessekellybook.com. That's important. All right, back to what we were talking about. These people, the Bill Gateses, the Joe Bidens, the actors, the athletes, the professors, the rulers of the West, they see themselves as the rulers of the West, as kings and queens. And as you well know, they hate you. And they really, really hate your freedoms. That's to them. Remember that it always comes down to you. You're always the problem. Notice how every single, quote, problem they see out there, really when it boils down to it, is you saying whatever you want, quote, misinformation, driving whatever you want, using whatever kind of energy you want to power your home. If you would just, stop with these freedoms, then these people could save the world and rule the world as they want. So what's this mean for the future? What it means for the future is this. The world is becoming more digital, more technological. That's just the way the world is. You can love that or hate that. I personally hate it. I don't want to make myself sound like an old man, but I hate it. I don't know how anything works now. There's all kinds of new buttons. Chris and Michael have to spend half their time teaching me how to work my phone. I don't know. But I'm also not stupid. That's the way the world is going. It's becoming an online electronic world. That has, for a time, driven the elites of society insane. Why? Because think about what they had going for the longest time. For the longest time, I mean, shoot, from my childhood, when I was a kid, we had one of those TVs, and I realize I'm only 41, I sound 81, but our TV in the living room, I can still picture it. It had one of the wood, the real genuine wood built around it. It was so heavy, it took two grown men to carry it around, and it had the turn knob, the click, 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 click turn knob to change the channels, and there was something like 30 channels on the turn knob. But you only ever had three or four, right? Because you had an antenna on it for the most part, ABC, NBC, CBS. And for the longest time, they had a monopoly on the information the peasants could consume inside of their homes. I don't have to rule the world. If I get the three news stations, I control everything. What this social media technology world has brought to them and to us, it's brought the ability of the normal person, the average person, to have a large voice, a large platform, and a lot of influence. You. Let's talk about you. Make this about you personally. What would it have taken in 1985 to have a large platform where you would disseminate? That's such a great word, Chris. Disseminate. Instead of just saying, you know, give out or something, disseminate. For a large platform for you to disseminate your opinion on things. What would it have taken for you in 1985 to have that, to get that? Well, let's see. You almost undoubtedly would have had to go to college, probably enter into the field of journalism. Right out of college, you probably would have had to go work for a local news source of some kind. Hey, me, it's me here. It's Bob out in Staten Island covering eighth grade girls softball for the first time. And you would have to spend year after year after year doing that. And if you got mega, mega lucky, because there aren't really any of those jobs, it's like five, one day some gigantic network calls and said, we want you to come anchor the nightly news. It would have been virtually impossible. It would have been like winning the lottery in 1985 for you to personally have a platform that was huge that would grant you some level of influence. You know what you need for that now? Pick up your phone. Hold it in your hand. You know I'm talking about you, right? If you wanted to get into commentary of some kind, it doesn't have to be political, but let's make it political since that's what we're talking about. If you wanted to get into political commentary and you have something to say, and you have something to say about the issues, and let's say you have some sort of a talent for it, you say something that people find interesting so they want to consume more of it, you know you could pick up your phone right now and without purchasing anything else ever, you could have a massive platform. You could. Did you know that? Start recording videos, putting things on social media. Soon, maybe your accounts or your platforms get big enough that organizations will reach out to you. Hey, we want you to start writing for us, putting out videos for us. Soon, with the iPhone you hold in your hand when you sit down and speak about anything. What's the headline we have here? Secret China donations to the University of Delaware, which we're going to go over in a little bit, how the president's on the take. And let's say you had a take about that. There is you. I'm talking about you specifically. There, it's not unreasonable that you could sit down and have an opinion about the secret China donations and speak to 500,000 people. They would hear what you have to say. And what I just said is not ridiculous or out of the realm of possibility. In fact, it happened to me. I started out after losing two congressional elections with some little Twitter account that's now well north of 500,000 people, and I speak to all of America coast to coast every single day on TV and radio. That's my story. It could be yours too. But here's the thing. The elites hate that you have that opportunity. They can't stand it. This technology thing, while they like it because they control so much of it, it's given everyone a voice. Everyone has a chance to speak. So they need a solution. Now let's talk about that solution and why I'm going to fly a helicopter in Manhattan. I mean, fly in one, Chris. I'll explain in a second. Look, I'm glad for my coming Hilo ride, probably out to the Hamptons or someplace where authors go. What, Chris? Probably out to the Hamptons. For my coming Hilo ride, I'm grateful I don't get airsick. I have already reached out, though, to the people at Rough Greens, because as you know, Rough Greens, it stopped my dog, Fred, from throwing up. He used to throw up every single meal. But I got this great natural herbal supplement from Rough Greens, pour it on his breakfast every morning. Now he has all the enzymes he needs, omega oils, antioxidants, and he doesn't throw up anymore. I want Fred to fly around New York City with me on the secret futuristic helicopter with quiet blades, and I'm worried he's going to get sick. Will Rough Greens protect me from cleaning up vomit then too? I don't know, but I'm going to get a free jumpstart trial bag and find out. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. RUFF. Free jumpstart trial bag. Take care of your puppy. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Hey, Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I do have an announcement that I'm not allowed to make quite yet. It is one that you will like. I think I might be able to make it before the show is over and we're live here, so you're just going to have to sit with me. I'm checking with the powers that be to see if I'm allowed to yet. It might not be today, but I'm trying. Back to what we were talking about. Can't wait to get to my helicopter ride to the Hamptons. Back to what we were talking about, though. So this new technology of today, it drives the elites crazy because it allows you, the normal person, to develop a huge platform, to have opinions that are seen by other human beings. So what's their plan? Well, I think Bill Gates summed up a little bit of it. I think Klaus Schwab, our famous Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, I think we should really, you and me, and most definitely your children, pay attention to what he has to say.
I wrote in 2015 the book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, and I mentioned 23 or 24 technologies which would change the world, like crypto and so on and so on. The book was considered science fiction. All those technologies have become reality. And we are just now where we move into the exponential phase. And I agree, artificial intelligence, but not only artificial intelligence, but also the metaverse, near space technologies, and I could go on and on, synthetic biology. Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected. And who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world. Where did he say? When did he say this is going to happen? Chris, I'm a little stupid. When did he say? Did he say in 1,000 years? 100 years? Oh, he didn't. He said within 10 years. From right now. That's not the distant future. That's now. And I'm telling you this because I want to make sure I'm prepared and you're prepared for what exactly this means. What this means is they're going to take over completely every bit of technology. They're going to make sure everything is reliant on technology. You can't do anything without it. That's why they're pushing so hard for the digital dollar. That's a huge part of it. They don't want you to do anything outside of technology. Why? Because they intend to take complete control of technology. And if you can't escape technology, you can't escape them. So in the future, when you pull in to gas up your car on the way home. Sorry, we did a facial recognition thing on you. Looks like you sent an email to your buddy yesterday saying Joe Biden has dementia. Your gas credits for the day have been revoked. Please try again tomorrow. That is the kind of thing we're talking about. Oh, you wanted to go on to Expedia.com and book a plane ticket to go see your mom in Ohio. We're sorry. We've done a facial recognition, digital ID tracing, whatever fancy technical words they want to put on it. But we've been following your social media profiles, and you are not approved for domestic or international air travel at this time. Please come back a month from now. Oh, you've been working, saving, trying to buy that first home, young married couple, living in an apartment right now. The walls are too thin. She's got a bun in the oven, baby on the way. You want to make another four or five more because the first time was a good time, and you want to get in that new tiny home in the suburbs. Oh, we know you had a good credit score, but the problem is, you see, you had a bad social credit score. You consumed over your allotment of beef last week. Our record show, our digital record show, because you can only tithe in your church digitally. So now we know that you actually attended church, not just last Sunday. You attended church every Sunday for the last 6 months, and you eat too much meat. And now we've just received word you're still driving around a vehicle that's powered by gasoline. Sorry, you are not approved for this home loan. Try again in 6 months after you've improved your social credit score. What I'm describing for you sounds like some dystopian hellhole that I'm just trying to scare you, because it's 50 years from now, 75 years from now. It is not. It is here. It is here now. I have in my back pocket right now, hold on a second, I don't want to brag. Look, you know, I don't want to rub my wealth in anyone's face. That's why I don't brag every time I go to Red Lobster. I bring it up now and again. But I have in my back pocket here, I have a $2 bills, and I have a 20. No big deal. I've got a 20. Just pulled it out of my back pocket right here on the air. This is $22. I don't remember how this $22 got in my pocket. I don't remember where I was when I went to a bank or ATM. I don't remember the last time. I didn't remember how much it was. It could have been $12 or $50. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I pulled it out and looked at it and actually counted it. I don't know where I got it. I don't remember the last time I looked at it or counted it. It's simply money that goes in my back pocket every single time I put my blue jeans on. I live digitally. Virtually all digitally already. You probably do too already. They see that. They know that. And they're seizing control of it. I want you to be aware, especially if you're an older person or you're 41 going on 81 like me and technology is not really your thing, because a lot of this stuff, I'll be frank with you, it's hard for me to understand. But we have to be aware, this is the future of the fight for freedom. As societies move into the digital realm, the evil elites, the evil communist elites who want to smash you, are seizing control of that digital realm to try to squash you. That is the end game. They're going to write the computer programs that decide whether or not Aiden, Jaden, and Braden actually are allowed to go to that college you wanted them to go into. Like I mentioned, the approval of your home loan, that purchase of a tank of gas, they will decide who gets and doesn't get to do that in the future, unless they're stopped. Just something to keep in mind. Now, that's your future. My future is going to be flying helicopters around New York City. Shut up, Chris. I heard this a long time ago, and it blows me away. Oprah, everyone knows who Oprah is. I don't know that she still does this. I don't follow Oprah, but I know that this happened at some point in time. Oprah is so mega wealthy that Oprah, to get around Chicago, where apparently that's where she did her show. I don't even know if she still does her show, whatever, but that's where she did her show. To get around Chicago, Oprah would take a helicopter from rooftop to rooftop in the skyscrapers of Chicago and eventually take it back to her house or to her yacht somewhere. Just so we talk a lot about how the elite, they just have access and they live totally separate lives from us. Imagine living in a place like Chicago and you never see traffic. Imagine living in New York City with no traffic. And I don't have the money for any of this now, but I don't like helicopters. I'm not even afraid to fly. Nothing that bothers me. I do not like helicopters. Imagine how cool it would be to be so loaded, Chris. You take a helo flying around New York City. I want to do this one day. How much do you think we're talking here? For just one trip, not a bunch. We're talking, I want to go from a couple blocks. Give me from, lower Manhattan to... You said helicopter tours can't be that expensive? Man, we priced one once in Hawaii. We didn't go. They were pretty expensive. It was like $150 for an hour or two. It was a lot of money. All right, whatever. You know what? You know what I'll do? I'll reach out to the people at Tunnel to Towers. Not only are the Tunnel to Towers people, not only are they out there paying off mortgages for Gold Star widows and first responder families, because they've actually been putting their money where their morals are for a long time, they are so wired into the New York City community, maybe they could get me a free ride. On what, Chris? One free ride. I don't mean regularly. One free ride. No, I would fit. A lot of these big things that the luxury rich people fit on, they have lots of headroom and legroom and stuff like that. I want one ride. Tunnel to Towers, hey, reach out if you have a line on that. In the meantime, you and I, we need to support Tunnel to Towers. Not because they take care of widows and orphans. That's a side benefit. We have to support Tunnel to Towers because they're going to get me a free helo ride. Go to T2T.org and give $11 a month so Jesse can fly on a helo. T2T.org.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I would be remiss if I didn't go to Corinne Diversity Hire.
Is it the view of the president's communications team that he is equally adept in all settings in terms of communications, or are there some probably isn't as strong, etc.?
I will tell you this. The president is the best communicator that we have in the White House.
Well, that's not good. That's not good at all. Hey, like... One more thing on my New York City helicopter thing that's going to happen at some point in time. I'm going to fly a helicopter. Well, someone else is going to fly me in one from a skyscraper to a skyscraper. If I have to start some kind of a GoFundMe, or no, we don't use GoFundMe because they're communist trash. If I have to start a give, send, go, if I have to call friends, family members, I'm going to do this one day. But here's the thing. I don't want to just go skyscraper to skyscraper because that... It cheats me out of rubbing it in people's faces that I'm in the helo. Now, hear me out, Chris. I want to land on the street and get a hot dog. No, yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. There's plenty of spaces down there. Plus, everyone will clear out while I land, which is the ultimate power move, right? Imagine just walking Manhattan. You look up, and here comes Jesse in his helo. And I would get out, and I'd roll like red carpet out of the side of the thing and stroll over and get me a little dirt water dog. Chris, you don't know how to live. Such a boring life. We're going to the old emails to see if they're still relevant. Gosh, who knows when this was. Jesse, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Our family moved from Colorado to Nebraska. Nebraska. Your show gives me hope. It's uplifting to know there are so many like-minded people out there. By the way, Chris's choice of music when coming back from commercial breaks is almost as uplifting as the show itself. On top of that, I can hear the smile in your voice when the music plays and you come back from break. Look, I will tell you this. It's just me, just you and me talking. So last night, I played it for you in the beginning. I'll play it for you again next hour just because I love the sound of my own voice. But last night, when I got done doing the show, I had to run and go be on Fox News with Tucker Carlson. And here's how this works whenever Tucker and I get together. Well, whenever I go be on his show, just a heads up. They will normally reach out at some point during the day, his team, hey, Jesse, we want you to come on tonight. And usually I say yes, unless I have a bunch of stuff going on and I can't do it. Kids sporting event or something like that. Unless there's something like that going on, I do it. He's my friend, and it's such a big show anyway. It helps sell the book, Chris, Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, So they reach out, and if I can, I say yes. I do the show, but get this. They reach out to you then, and they say, where would you like a pickup from? You send them your address. It can be your home or studio, and they arrange for some nice, you know, Chevy Suburban, some nice black SUV, Lincoln, whatever, the Navigator, whatever the big Lincoln car. They arrange for a private car and a chauffeur to show up and pick you up at the studio, your hotel, my house, wherever the case may be. They drive you to, whenever you see somebody doing a TV hit of some kind and they're not doing it from New York, in general, they're doing it from a separate place. There are these separate companies. It's just the inside baseball of all of it. I don't even know if you're interested, but I'm telling you anyway. There are these separate companies not affiliated with Fox or anybody specific. And what they do is they provide a professional studio where you are. You're never going to know where these places are. There are like four or five of them in the Houston area where I live. And every time you would drive by the building 10,000 times and have no idea that Fox News and Tucker Carlson is being broadcast live, at least part of it from that building. One of them that I go to is at a trailer park. I'm not making that up. The other one is in some rundown building. I don't know whether they hide them on purpose, but they hide them. Anyway, so you go to one of these buildings. They take you, and a chauffeur drives you there. And you go in, and they have some makeup girl puts makeup on your face. You sit down. You do your little TV hit thing, which is very weird. Another thing about the TV stuff, when you do these, like when you watch me on the first TV every night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, I only get to stare into the camera lens. That's all there is. There's no audience. I'm not looking at a producer. It's just me staring into this black hole and knowing that that's me looking at you. Well, that's what it's like when you're on the news. I can't even see him. I can't see anything. I can hear, but I'm staring into it. So anyway, you do that. But last night, the reason I was getting to all this is last night, I was, this is in response to the lady thanking me for the show and stuff like that. Last night, we had to cancel our Valentine's Day plans because I had too much going on. And then the Tucker thing came up. So I called the wife and I said, hey, should I tell him no? It's Valentine's Day. She said, no, let's go together. She hops in with me. So we take the chauffeured ride up there, come back. We were going to stop at a sports bar because we're classy like that on the way back and get some wings and beer. Instead, we just decided to stop. Hey, let's stop, grab six-pack, go home, sit back, chill out on Valentine's night. And as we were sitting there last night having a couple beers, it occurred to me that I am the most blessed person on the planet. And this is why. Obviously, there are people with a lot more money and influence and all kinds of things like that. But not only do I have a family I enjoy being around, I get to talk to you every single day and have so much fun doing this. You said you can hear the smile on my face. I have that smile on my face when I'm on the way to work to do this job. Who gets to do something like this for a living? Fight commies, crack jokes, but honestly, play this. So who gets to do that for a living and gets paid to do it? And I've had so many crappy jobs my entire life. I mean, you name it, I've done it. It's just all the stuff you've done. You name it, I've done it. That I get to do this now, you don't have to thank me. I can't believe you like this. Thank you. You're the reason I get to do this whole thing. That's enough of that. That's enough of that mushy stuff. The old climate change death cult. We talk about them a bit from time to time. I want to applaud, actually, Greta Thunberg, or Thunberg, however you say her name, in Time magazine, for being very, very honest with the game. What is that game? Well, it's time to once again discuss the various branches of cultural Marxism and their various roles in society today. But first, we're going to discuss you showing up from work, getting back home, picking the kids up from school, and seeing a piece of paper taped to your front door. And you go up and you look at what that piece of tape is, or piece of paper is, and you find out it's actually an eviction notice. And you go in the house completely confused and you call your spouse. You say, honey, what's going on? Why will we be evicted? And your spouse says, I have no idea. I don't know. We're paying the bills every month. And then you dig into it and you find out that months ago, about 3-4 months ago, you were the victim of home title theft. They hacked into your home title online. They stole your home title. They took loans out against your home. And then these lending institutions who didn't know it wasn't you, They've been sending late notice after late notice after late notice, which you ignored because you thought they were all just junk mail. And now they're coming to evict you from your home. The constable will be there in the morning. Have fun explaining that to the children. Or you could just go get Home Title Lock where they'll detect any tampering and shut it down immediately. I don't know. Call me crazy, but that sounds like a more appealing option. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Don't get burned, man. That's a rough way to get burned. Take it from me. It's a rough way to get burned. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Go sign up today. All right. Climate change death call. Getting honest. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.